Sylvie on ESPN 1000.
Follow at Waddle and Sylvie and at TWaddle87 on Twitter.
The NBA will release its schedule tonight at 6 o'clock. The NBA Countdown crew will unveil the matchups and the TV schedule for the NBA seeding games. Each team will play about 8 games to figure out the seeding for the NBA playoffs and that little play-in. Essentially, it's like a play-in tournament for seeding for those last few Western Conference teams. But Adam Silver spoke today about the risks heading into Florida and in Disney. He believes that the players are safer in Disney than they are anywhere else in the country, having the bubble set up as they do in Disney. He also said that no fans will be allowed at the NBA restart, but to provide a better remote experience, game broadcasts will include increased camera angles, personalized alternative screens, and, quote, enhanced audio of players and coaches in virtual concerts at halftimes. Huh? For a little virtual concert. I don't know. But you get the, I don't know if players are going to be mic'd up, but you're going to have more room with without fans. You'll have more room for more cameras if you want them there, and you'll have more room for more microphones around the court to pick up what players say. And if you've ever heard an NBA game in an empty arena or with very few fans, those mics pick up everything. And NBA players swear a lot. And it'll be interesting to see, you know, we heard with the golf broadcast a couple weeks ago that they've been catching a few F-bombs every once in a while when a player has a bad shot. But in the NBA, players that play in NBA, in baseball, and in football, they swear a lot. We don't hear a lot it because there's usually a lot of crowd noise. They usually can, you know, turn that down. But when there's no crowd and you have these microphones and enhanced audio of players and coaches, I wonder if this is going to be more of like an interview type thing where, you know, if a player goes to the bench, maybe they have like a confessional or something like that. Like we've seen with golf, you know, they have that confessional camera where they go up to after a certain hole, they talk about their game so far and they kind of move on.
Yeah.
I wonder if you'll have more of that or if it will just be, we're going to have more players. You're going to have more access to these players' audio during games.
I think most of our listeners, the casual swear, if you hear an F-bomb here and there, not really a big deal. There's probably a few choice words that if they somehow seeped out over the air, that would probably be pretty bad, but no one's going to, it certainly won't be the end of the world if it happens, but I don't think the NBA would want to be associated with, you know, certain words coming across. Mm-hmm. I think everybody kind of understands that, you know, the F word, if it gets said, okay,
yeah,
not ideal with children listening, but chances are no one's going to go too crazy. I can't imagine, even though trash talking at times can get, a little bit colorful, to say the least,
mm-hmm.
I don't think that, I have to imagine that most players, you know, like the league will go over with them and be like, look, be aware, we're amplifying the mics here so that the fan can have a better experience. So just, you know, be aware of that. And I think that could go away pretty easily. Also, there is, of course, the dump button on radio. You've got this, you know, the silence feature where you basically just kill the mics and, you know, drop the audio mm-hmm. to the visual aspect of a game so that if it was some of those other words that you don't want to be associated with, then those could be, you know, dropped out and you would just go silent. And then if it happened too frequently, you could quickly change course if you're the NBA. So
I think you could also have a conversation with the players and be like, hey, guys, listen. You know,
that's
like before
saying.
The game, you can just be like, hey, guys, listen.
Not even before the game. Just
you're going to be on mic. You're going to know, like, when you're coming in, try to limit the, you know, give me a darn. Give me a, I would love to hear LeBron give me an aw shucks. Like, I would love that. Like, the more corny, the better. The more corny the swear, the better at this point. Give me a gee golly. Give me something like that. But they got to know. Be like, hey, you're going to be exposed to more people here.
I will say, having watched, you know, Bundesliga action over the last, you know, month or so because I was, you know, starved for some sports, I definitely do like the fake crowd noise, even if it's just like a little hum. That actually, for me personally, adds to the experience. I know some people have been, Sylvie has been very adamant. He doesn't want any type of fake crowd noise added to the broadcast. I personally, I like it. It's just, it's one of those things where it is, you're used to it. it's an expectation. You don't realize that you expect it to be there. But like, for instance, the difference, Bundesliga, when they have been doing games without crowd noise, and Premier League on NBC Sports has been piping in crowd noise.
Yeah.
And the games I've been watching, the Premier League just feels more natural because of the fake crowd noise. And
that's
I know
what you're used to.
Exactly. And it makes it feel more realistic. I you know, whereas Bundesliga, it just feels more like I'm watching a bit of a scrimmage because there's no fake crowd noise. I don't know why. It's one of those things where you become accustomed to it. So we'll see what happens with this. These, you know, trying to trick it up with these, you know, enhanced audio elements, they don't really, I don't think it's going to really make much of a difference to me.
Yeah.
You know, I want to watch the sports.
I don't need players mic'd up. I don't need Anthony Rizzo mic'd up during a game. That doesn't do anything for me. It's cool during the All-Star game, and you want to do that because the guys, it doesn't really matter for them, and it's just fun, and you've got a lot of kids watching. That's fine, too. I get that. But I don't need it on a nightly basis, a different Cub being mic'd up.
When all is said and done, I think most people out there, we're sports fans.
Yeah.
We want to watch the game being played at its highest level.
Mm-hmm.
And sure, it's always more fun when you've got like a lot of personality injected into the game, but that's not the reason I tune into something. The reason I tune is because I love the sport and I want to see it played at its highest level, and that's what I'm watching for. And that's what maybe the level won't be as high as it's been in the past because players aren't in shape like they have been, but still, it's going to be damn close to what it usually is.
Now, one thing I will say is enhanced is I love watching golf with no fans. I love watching the golf and not seeing, like we're watching it right now, that it would be surrounded by fans on all of, outside of the perimeter on the out of bounds or whatever. I like it better with no fans.
You like the aspect of watching a professional walk the course just the way you do when you're shooting
around. Exactly. I want to see the full view of everything. Yeah. I don't need a bunch of sweaty, red-faced fans because they've been sitting in the sun all day, yelling at golfers.
Who have to duck because the ball comes flying at them.
I don't need to get in the hole. Like, I don't need that. Or Baba Booey or whatever. I don't want that. I like this. I like the way this is. Tyler, you watch a lot of golf. Which one do you like better?
I like watching it this way better, but I'm sure there's a lot of players who miss having the fans there because sometimes you need to know that there's a roar ahead of you, so maybe that impacts how you play your next hole.
Look at the scoreboard.
Yeah,
pull
but
it
you
up
don't
on
have
your
phone.
You
can't have a phone.
Why not?
No, that's
why can't you have a
rules.
Phone?
You can't have your phone inside the
Your caddy can't have a phone.
Augusta.
Eh.
But no, I mean, you're losing out on some fortuitous bounces, too. So think about it from that aspect, too.
That's true. That's also, I mean, you can use the crowd kind of
backboard.
As a backdrop. Yeah, as a backboard. Yeah. I mean, I just think it looks better aesthetically. I don't listen. I watch a lot of games on mute as it is. Because I just like watching them and then doing like I like to do two things at one time. I like watching it and doing something else. You know, like if it's a big game, I'll put the sound on and actually watch and intense the game. Usually Bears game, I'll watch the games for. But ultimately, I also believe in, you know, we need to. Yeah, you're not going to have fans, and I hope we don't do here in the American sports. We don't do the cardboard cutouts. I know I believe it was either the 49ers or the Giants.
The Giants.
Okay.
It was the San Francisco Giants, wasn't it?
Yeah. The
baseball
Giants.
Team.
It was San Francisco. The Giants are going to. You can buy a cardboard cutout of yourself, and they'll put it in the stands for you.
Yeah, if you're a season ticket holder, send us a photo of you, and we're
Do you want yourself? Do you want a picture of yourself at Soldier Field? Will that do it for you?
Not at all.
Okay, but I also believe.
I'll tell you what. The one thing I do for whatever reason, if you can get creative, and like the one Korean baseball team that had all the stuffed animals in the stands.
Yeah.
That's funny. That's humorous. That's kind of funny for the time we're living in to do something like that. Yeah, just a fake photo of someone who has season tickets. I need a cardboard cutout of Marlins man behind the stands. Why?
I will tell you this. This city, Chicago, will eat that stuff up. This is a
will
city.
They? Wait,
dude,
wait, wait, wait.
This
they?
Is a city that bought melted down ice when the Blackhawks won a championship. This is the city that bought ivy when the Cubs won the championship. This is a city that will buy anything that a team sells them.
Okay, so that's a good question. Would you, the listener out there, 312-332-3776, would you actually pay or just not even pay? Just send in a photo of yourself so that your cardboard cutout could be placed in a seat somewhere to represent you. Would you do that? let us know.
Because there are tons of people that buy that ice, the little, what do you call it, dropper of ice water, that sold out. They sold out of Ivy. This city will buy anything.
Wait. They didn't sell out of the Ivy.
Well, you know what I mean.
They have Ivy
that they were selling. That year's Ivy was sold. They sell bricks.
Are you sure they sold out, or did they tell us they were sold out and they have a bunch of Ivy sitting in a locker somewhere ready to go?
They're going to restock the Ivy.
I mean,
it's going to be a sneakers restock of Ivy.
Shock drop.
Ivy. We got more Ivy. Get to it quick.
Yeah, I don't remember the Ivy selling out.
I know the ice did, or the ice water, or whatever it was. That sold out. Would you have drank it?
What?
No. I'm just wondering. I'm just saying you could get a little bit of Blackhawk in, you know, a little, you know.
I mean, honestly, it's not that if you're buying Blackhawks championship ice that's been water.
Yeah.
That used to be ice.
Mm-hmm.
You're not that different than owning Packers stock.
100%. That's even more to it. You don't think that every Packers shareholder would want their picture somewhere around Lambeau Field? Come on. Of course they would.
There are people out there who, honestly, you know what is the better move is to find, again, this is similar to the stuffed animals, is to find a humorous picture and send it in to represent you.
Well, there was a picture going around one of the soccer clubs.
You can try and sneak one by.
Yeah.
But obviously, you try and put together a picture that is humorous and that, again, that is a lot like the stuffed animals, similar nature. Funny,
yeah.
But I don't need a picture of me. No.
What about your kids? Would you buy one for your kids?
Ugh. I mean, they'd probably appreciate that for 10 seconds.
Do you get the cutout? Do you get the cardboard back? Like when they're done with it?
Do they send it back to you? That's a big undertaking for teams to take on if they're going to do that.
What else are they doing? There's nobody in the stands. What else are they doing all day?
I know, but I don't know if they've, you know, I don't know how many employees. Loss of biblical proportions, my man. I don't know if they can afford.
Well, this is a way to generate revenue. You've run out of Ivy to sell. Now you can sell seats at.
Cardboard cutouts of yourself.
Yeah, $20 a pop. Even more. Come on. You could charge $50, I bet, and people would buy
it. And it'd be there all season long?
Absolutely. Well, until it rained. I mean, like a day like today, I don't think you're putting the cardboard cutouts
I saw the Giants ones are waterproof, I believe.
Oh, they're waterproof?
They're going all out.
I believe they're waterproof.
Yeah. What, are you just putting some saran wrap around it?
I don't know.
I don't know how that's going to work. So we've been following a story. There's been a developing story we've been following for 3 days now. This is the third day of Jay Cutler hunting whoever is killing his chickens. Did he catch the culprit? We'll tell you next.
Coming up next.
Waddle and Sylvie on ESPN 1000, Chicago's home for sports.
Bring Waddle and Sylvie with you at home or in your office. Just tell your smart speaker to play ESPN 1000.
This hour is brought to you locally by your 11 Chicagoland and Northwest Indiana Acura dealers. Visit ChicagoAcuraDealers.com today to learn more about the Summer of Performance event going on now. Would you pay to have a cardboard cutout of yourself placed at Wrigley Field, Guaranteed Rate, Soldier Field, wherever? So I guess Soldier Field for the fire, too. Or they're playing in Orlando, too, so you can't really have cardboard cutouts there. But here, for Soldier Field for the Bears, Wrigley Field, Guaranteed Rate. Does that do it for you? Does that tickle your fancy? Dave is in New Buffalo. You want one, right?
Well, I said the only way to make it fun, if some of the players signed it, then I would pay some money, generate some revenue. If they signed it and you got it back somehow, that would make it really cool.
Dave, what's the most you would spend on your cardboard cutout if they asked you to pay a nominal fee?
$50.
Okay.
Hey, $50. Thanks, Dave. Appreciate it. I feel like $50 is worth an autograph. Give me Anthony Rizzo's autograph. Let's have him sign my forehead.
Mm. Well, if you're getting them signed, you could really jack these prices up.
Oh, yeah. I think you could create tiers. I think you could have the signed tier. You could have the non-signed tier. You could have the waterproof tier.
You definitely could. The problem is if the owners tried to introduce this, the players might choose not to show up because they want to go back to the bargaining table.
That's true.
The players would refuse to play if the owners were profiting off of their signature.
You could have a nationally televised tier.
You could get a Tom Ricketts autograph on your on your person.
That's worth
on
that's,
your cardboard.
That's less money. That's less money. So the past few days, we've been following Jay Cutler as he has been trying to find who is murdering his chickens. He's had a chicken murdering problem, and someone, he determined it's not the cat. We think it's owls.
Wait. Are chickens being murdered or slaughtered?
Murdered, slaughtered. I mean, is you murder them by slaughtering them. They're murdered by slaughter, right?
Hmm.
I mean, if it seems like it is a...
You're killing chickens. I don't know if you're murdering chickens.
Well, there's an intent there by the culprit, I believe, by the suspect. The suspect has established clear intent. So motive is probably hunger. So I think we've established motive. We've established clear intent. I think this is first-degree murder. I think we're looking at a chicken murderer, a serial killer, if you will, killing the same way, the same set of victims, the same kind of victims. They're all chickens, last I checked. He has this murderer hasn't deviated from said chickens. And I feel like we both might have the same what to watch for this weekend based off murders.
Yeah, now that you've said that, we absolutely definitely do. But you know what? We can just spend longer on what to watch for because we both, I think, have both highly anticipated what we're going to watch for.
Absolutely.
At 4:45.
Yes.
I do think Jay Cutler's playing fast and loose with the word murder when he's saying chickens.
What? How else would you say it?
They're being killed. They're not being murdered.
What's the difference?
Murder is a crime. Killing chickens...
In his eyes, this is nature's crime. These chickens,
this is nature's crime.
The chickens aren't there to be killed.
I don't think you can... Let's go. Let's get the update from Jay.
So this is Jay Cutler. This is last night. So we'll go back and take you to last night. This is Jay Cutler setting up for his night watch. Now he got goggles. He was actually smoking at one point. If you had been waiting to see Jay Cutler smoking, you got to see it last night on his Instagram, if Jay had Instagram.
All right. As promised. Oh, Blue's here.
Blake just left. He's got those crazy eyes.
Oh boy. And as you probably heard that, Blue has a sidekick. Didn't know about it. Kind of a last minute addition. I'm told he's a free spirit. Whatever that means. But he's Blue's sidekick. Hangs out with him. Probably tells him he's the man. He's a little guy though. Big heart. But I think we're in good hands tonight. Oh, and we got this. This young rooster right here, kind of a young apprentice, you know, watch old Blue, get some peace. But we'll see how tonight goes. We don't know what's out there, and we've never seen Blue tested, so hopefully he's up for the challenge. All right, guys, obviously things have escalated.
Now.
Old Blue's in the coop with his sidekick. We feel good about him. Just don't want him to have a bad night. So, backup is me and Mark, my neighbor. We got some night vision goggles from our buddy. So we're going to sit here and make sure that Old Blue has got a... I heard something. Make sure Old Blue has a good night tonight. And whatever happens, happens, you know. But saga continues. So we'll keep you updated if anything happens. All right, just climbed down from the kids' treehouse to a little break. Had a coyote skirt by it, maybe like 8:45, just kind of cruising by. We had a call out, so he's kind of reacting to that. Gonna get a quick bite to eat, some water, fuel back up. Maybe head back out. I think whatever's hitting them is probably well after midnight. So late night, start. I check in, let you know where we stand. Check the coop. All secure. Big Blue literally wanted to fight me as soon as I peeked in, so felt good about that. His sidekick was acting all crazy too, so I think we're in good hands. Hopefully get some action. We'll see it though. Stay tuned.
So that was last night. That was last night. If you saw him, he had the night vision goggles on.
Yeah,
smoking a cigar at one point.
Speaking of serial killers, the first thing I think of when night vision is
they weren't his.
Silence of the Lambs.
He was borrowing the night vision goggles.
I know. That doesn't mean I don't think of Silence of the Lambs when I think of night vision goggles.
And then we get to this morning, and Jay Cutler posted an update.
All right, morning.
Ooh. That's the sidekick. No culprit last night, which is okay. Stayed up way too late. Super tired this morning. But Old Blue's going to be on the case for me today. He'll take over the shift. Got something cool, though, happening. My friends at Christensen Arms want to get in the mix. I'm going to add a link where you can guess who the culprit is and get a chance to win one of the cool rifles. So I'm going to add that today at some point. In the meantime, Old Blue's doing it. He's on the watch. Hopefully I can get a nap in at some point and get ready for tonight because he's out there somewhere. Culprit is, and we got to get the job done. So saga continues. Stay tuned. This guy. I'm going to add the link. Enjoy. Have fun with it. Stay tuned.
So now you can go on If Jay Had Instagram on Instagram, and you can guess who is the killer. Is it an owl? Is it a cat? Is it a fox? Is it, I don't know what else they would have there. Is it a person?
Is it an inside job? Is it ultimately going to be Jay Cutler in the ultimate heel turn?
Is it Blue? Is Blue the rooster out there killing chickens? Would you think it was murder then if it was chicken on chicken crime?
Murder has to be a human. So
no, it why? Why does murder have to be a human?
Because murder is to be called murder. It is criminal, and it is it has to be another human life. So I'm not the one who created the definition. I'm just like, you know,
I feel like
could a rooster be killing chickens? Yes. Could a rooster be murdering chickens? Probably not.
In
the eyes of the law.
If I have a bunch of chickens in my backyard, if I have a bunch of whatever it is, and let's say I've got a bunch of chickens, and next door to me there's a cat, and the cat comes over, kills a bunch of chickens. That cat murdered my chickens. That cat committed murder.
No,
in the first degree.
That cat killed your chickens.
In the first degree, because it had to come by, it had to see the chickens, it had to think about killing the chickens, it had intent. It's not like the cat walked in on the chicken with its girlfriend cat or anything like that.
I feel much better about my position today than I did about my Robert Quinn position yesterday. I feel much better where I'm at right now.
It's not like there's manslaughter involved.
But if you want to, for poetic license, if you want to use murder, I'll go ahead and grant you that. Just to make it sound better, like in terms of like the actual act. Okay, but
it's murder. Someone is murdering Jay's.
Are you concerned at all about Jay Cutler?
Not at all. This is awesome. This is great.
I'm not saying it's not entertaining. I'm asking though. He's giving off a very a Tom Hanks vibe in Castaway.
No,
in
I don't.
These videos.
Well, he's got a friend there. His friend Mark was there, his next door neighbor. So he's seeing people.
I mean, Tom Hanks had Wilson next to him.
Okay, but this is Mark's an actual person. We saw Mark on the Instagram Live. He was there. We saw that. I think if you know anything about how Jay Cutler has handled his time off, whether it's watching deer cams, whether it's going hunting, whether it's going for long bike rides, he's got a motorcycle and all that kind of stuff. Jay Cutler. And I didn't know this until he ended his time playing football, is an outdoorsman. He enjoys the outdoors. He enjoys hanging out in a treehouse all night.
Does he, or does he just enjoy all the Yeti products?
I think he just needs something to do. And instead of he's not going to get on and play Call of Duty with people, this is what he does. I also feel like we talked about yesterday, it's very on his terms.
Yeah.
He puts up the videos whenever he wants to. He's not commenting on stuff. He's not doing any of that. He does it. He was on Part of My Take today with Baker. We were supposed to have Jay Cutler today on with Waddle and Sylvie.
But Waddle chose to go on vacation.
Cutler was like, who the hell are Adam and Meller?
He's like, wait a minute. I agreed to come on with Waddle and Sylvie, not Meller and Abdallah.
Exactly. So
maybe when Waddle gets back from vacation in a week or so, we'll get, and you know what? That might be better timing, though, because we may actually have an answer to the
chicken killing
culprit.
How about this? But hopefully he finds the murderer, and then we can have the trial the first-degree murder trial of the culprit on Waddle and Sylvie. We can have that trial. We had the trial. Who did Harry do the
Jim
trial
Hendry.
For?
No, we never had the trial, though, I don't believe. I don't believe it ever happened. The trial of Jim Hendry.
Oh, man, that was so long ago.
And that was a deep-seated resentment from Harry about never having actually
pulling off. So we need a trial to take place, and it'll be the trial of the chicken murderer. And we'll call
killer.
Him the murderer.
Chicken killer.
Same thing! It's the same thing!
You cannot murder a chicken. You can kill a chicken. I don't think you can murder a chicken. That's all.
It's murder. It's murder in the eyes of the law.
You know what? I'll grant you this. It's murder if the chicken's a person.
But no, If Jay loves the chicken as a person, who are you to say that it's not murder to him? It's his chickens. It's not, murder
it's,
to him.
It's not me, Adam. It's the law.
It's the
law. You cannot murder a chicken.
Well, I'm going to prosecute this chicken murderer to the fullest extent of the law, and we will go into Waddle's World next.
This is Waddle's World.
And in Chicago, Tom Waddle. He can't run, he's not fast, but he gets open.
Bears legend.
Amazing.
9 career TDs in the NFL.
He caught everything that was thrown and took every hit that they could give him.
Tom Waddle.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird.
Welcome to Waddle's World. Come inside.
Let's get weird. Let's get weird. Weird. Get weird. Weird. Get weird. 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 Weird.
Let's get weird.
We always get weird inside of Waddle's World, which is brought to you by Wintrust Community Banks, Chicago's banks. To find your nearest Wintrust Community Bank, visit wintrust.com/findus, member FDIC.
Bird law, man. It's telling you.
We will continue to practice bird law later on, but right now, of course, it's Waddle's World, which means we get you up to date on the latest news around sports and then, of course, give you the odd story or two. As we mentioned earlier in the show, in the NBA, the league and union say that 16 of 302 players have tested positive for coronavirus. Those totals cover league-wide testing that was conducted Tuesday. The names of the players who tested positive were not released. The NBA season is scheduled to resume on July 30th with 22 teams participating in Orlando, Florida, the Disney World complex.
Yeah, and I think that's a good 5%. That's a good percent. I feel like everybody gets to the bubble. They'll get tested again probably upon entering the bubble. And
you won't be allowed to enter the bubble until you have tested negative twice, I believe.
Yeah, those 16 that have tested positive won't be allowed to enter.
They'll be quarantined, and then obviously, mm-hmm. hopefully, they'll be back and ready to go. Mm-hmm. All right, so in the NFL, Colts linebacker Darius Leonard says that he had a scary run-in because police were almost called on him at Chipotle. You'll remember, Abdallah, that Darius Leonard was the 2018 Defensive Rookie of the mm-hmm. Year for the Colts in that great draft where they also drafted fellow Pro Bowler Quentin Nelson. Mm-hmm. Leonard said that in an Instagram video on Thursday that he was involved in a dispute at Chipotle after one patron complained to the management that Leonard and his party were being verbally abusive. Leonard said on First Take that that if police were involved, you're always thinking, you're not making it home. Of course, Darius Leonard is black, and he was concerned about the incident. Leonard said that he did not, he and his friends who were there did not say anything to the person, but that they were accused of being verbally abusive. And that's when the manager stepped in and asked them to leave. And obviously a very difficult experience for Leonard, and just another incident that we have to deal with in these times that we're living in.
Yeah, I think Chipotle put out a statement as well, how they're going to investigate the manager and see what happened. I'm sure, you know, I'm not comparing it to the Bubba Wallace thing, but there's cameras everywhere,
yeah.
Right? They'll be able to figure out what happened, and hopefully they can make it right.
Yep. College football. Oregon and Oregon State are going to drop the Civil War rivalry game moniker. In a joint statement announced on Friday, the school said they made the decision after conversations with university officials and current and former student athletes at both schools. Quote, while not intended as reference to the actual Civil War, OSU sports competition should not provide any misconstrued reference to this divisive episode in American history. That was from Oregon State President Ed Ray in a statement.
You know, I think it doesn't matter that the name is not going to be Civil War. Like, the game is still going to be great. Like, it's probably for the best that they change the name. You can come up with a million other names.
Absolutely.
For a game other than Civil War. You know, like the Red River Shootout has also been changed to the Red River Rivalry.
Yep.
So, I mean, this is just a thing that we're seeing now that, you know, like, hey, like, maybe it is time to change the name of the Civil War,
like, you know what?
To something else. Where two football teams are playing. And, like, I've never liked comparing anything to going to war. Like, when
sure.
people are like, oh, we're going to war. It's like, yeah, you're playing football. Like, it's tough. It's not war.
Yeah.
You know?
No, it's, I think you're absolutely right, especially when you're talking about sporting events. There's no really, in 2020, there's no reason to affiliate it with something about with that in any way, you know, has violence in it.
Yeah, like the world's largest cocktail party, there's nothing wrong with calling it the world's largest cocktail party, you know?
Although, do we want to rethink that in these coronavirus days?
Well, I mean... eventually you'll be able to party. Eventually you'll be able to party. I think the other thing would be it's the world's largest cocktail party for a bunch of underage kids. That might be the issue, but whatever. That's fine. But
now,
yeah,
you know what? It's a fair point. If you're being responsible, do you need these monikers for games when, you know, if you're going to choose one, you maybe want to choose it a little bit.
Bedlam is another one.
Yeah, you may want to choose them a little more carefully. Mm-hmm. We mentioned it earlier, but Denny McCarthy tests positive and withdraws from the Travelers Championship. He became the second golfer in as many weeks to test positive during play and be forced to withdraw, and the fourth person at the Travelers this week to test positive. Though he has not tested positive, Bud Cauley, who was one of McCarthy's playing partners on Thursday, also withdrew Friday. The third golfer in the party, Matt Walls, has not withdrawn, and only McCarthy has tested positive among the three players and their caddies. Earlier this week, golfer Cameron Champ and caddies Ricky Elliott and Ken Comboy tested positive after arriving in Connecticut. On Wednesday, PGA Tour Commissioner Jay Monahan said extra testing and stricter monitoring of protocols would go into effect in the wake of three positive coronavirus tests this week at the Travelers Championship.
Yeah, I think that golf is one of the easiest things to keep moving. You know, obviously they're still playing right now.
And listen,
you just test people every day. And
a golfer withdraws and the tournament goes on.
Yeah,
it's
absolutely
not really that big a deal.
Yeah.
Whereas other sports, you know, they're going to
We saw a big name. Like Brooks Koepka is as big of a name as it gets on the tournament. And he had to withdraw
this Tiger,
week.
Yes.
Yeah,
and
outside
Webb Simpson won last week. He had to withdraw too.
Yeah, absolutely. So you're seeing big names and it still carries on. Like if... You know, I don't think it would matter if it was Rory McIlroy or, you know, some guy that would have finished 150th. I don't think it matters.
I mean, look, we all know the Tiger effect, but golf is one of the few sports where, you know, it really is like next man up. Like, mm-hmm. you know, avid golf fans watch and they, you know, it doesn't, again, outside of the Tiger effect, there's not, you know, you can just watch whatever tournament is slated for that weekend and kind of watch it without, you know, whoever's among the leaders is not really going to affect, you know, your enjoyment watching it. So it's one of the few sports that can kind of get away with it. And we talked about this earlier as well. In auto racing, the Indy 500 is going to allow 50% of capacity. The race, which has been moved to August 23rd, will have 50% fan capacity, a total that could still hit six figures at Indianapolis Motor Speedway. The track will still host the IndyCar NASCAR doubleheader without fans on July 4th weekend.
It's 125,000 people. Capacity is 250. So whether they're going to open up the infield or they're just going to do, you know, the... whether they're just going to do the, not the infield, but just the stands, then that may lower the total. But, I mean, you could see 125,000 people in one place at the same time. That's, whew.
I will pass, but if you would like to go, good luck to you, my friend.
Yeah.
This is a story I know you want to get into later. Wake Forest's Dave Clawson is going to isolate from his wife during the season due to the virus. Dave Clawson said he'll be isolating from his wife, Catherine, who is a cancer survivor, once the football camp opens for the team on July 12th and does not expect to return home until the season concludes. Clawson said the doctors told Catherine that due to reduced white blood cell count, she is at higher risk for complications due to if she contracts COVID-19. Clawson underwent chemotherapy and radiation treatments for breast cancer in 2017. Clawson said that Catherine, who is now cancer-free and in good health, but has the two have decided the only safe response would be for him to remain separated once the coach resumes face-to-face interaction with players. Quote, when I'm working on a daily basis, coaching 110 to 120 players and having a staff of 50, I don't know how I could go home at night and honestly tell my wife I couldn't have come in contact with the coronavirus, Clawson said. I love coaching, but I love my wife more. There's no way I'm going to do anything that would put her at risk.
Yeah, and look, it's going to be tough for him to be away from his wife and family. James Franklin from Penn State said that he is probably going to do the same thing because his daughter has sickle cell disease, so he wants to stay away from her. And like you said, you know, being around 105 or 110 people every day, there's one quote in this that I think should hold true for every college football staff. He said that several members of his staff are planning to take similar precautions, and he has told his players that all activities will be voluntary and that all scholarships will be honored, even if a player chooses to sit out due to fears of related to the virus. No one should have to play because they're afraid of losing their scholarship.
You're absolutely right about
that.
You know,
like,
you should not feel compelled to play because you earned a scholarship, and now in these strange times, I absolutely could not agree with you anymore. That is spot on.
And I hope that every college football team or every college sport does the same thing and says, hey, even if you're a powerhouse like LSU or Alabama, and to, you know, teams like Wake Forest, who they're not the best team in the country, but, you know, Wake Forest is a good school, and they should be honoring, everybody should be honoring scholarships just because, you know, you don't feel like playing. It's like honoring a contract for a player, but I feel like a lot of students would feel pressured to play if they were in fear of losing their scholarship, because then how are they going to pay for school? They can't go to that school anymore.
Absolutely. I hope what you're saying actually comes true, and that all colleges will honor scholarships, even if a player is fearful of playing during the coronavirus. Florida and shortly after Texas followed suit. Florida suspends drinking at bars, Abdallah. Florida is suspending the drinking of alcohol at bars in an effort to stop the spread of COVID-19, officials announced Friday after the state saw another record-breaking number of new cases.
Oh, Florida. What are we going to do with you?
Yeah, I mean,
what are we going to do with you?
Just a precursor to Florida or Ohio, right?
Yeah, I feel like, you know, when we saw the cases rise and you've got, you know, 15% positivity rate amongst testing, and you've got, you know, every day you're getting like between 10 and 15% positivity rate, and all the tests you do every day, you're seeing record number of cases every single day. You probably should have thought about some things before you reopened all the way.
Yeah, we've been talking a lot about the NBA. If you missed it, Adam Silver said that the level of concern has increased, not just because of the increased levels of coronavirus cases in Florida, but throughout the country. Obviously, all the positive numbers we're seeing is going to, you know, just elite. I think it's going to increase concerns amongst the players and all the officials involved. Mm-hmm. But there's nothing you can do if you want to go forward. You're going to have to deal with it. But the best laid plans of mice and men sometimes go awry. So that's going to be interesting to see how that plays out. I actually have put out the poll question, Abdallah, and asked people if they think the NBA is going to be able to complete this season. And as I pull up the results here, what do you think they are? You have any idea? Do you believe the NBA will be able to complete the 2019-2020 season?
I'm going to say
simple yes or no.
60% said yes.
Interesting. Interesting. 64% said no.
Really?
Yeah.
Wow, so, no faith. Is it just because, I wonder if it's just because it's in Florida, or they just don't think, they'll be able to pull it off because of how high contact of a sport it is.
I don't know. It's a fair question. And look, I think we're all hoping that they can do this, but it is something that we're just going to have to wait and see how, you know, again, all the plans they've put together, I'm encouraged by. You know, mm-hmm. Unfortunately, sometimes I'm concerned that it may be out of their hands. All right. You know what? People are doing something with library books in an effort to combat COVID-19. Find out what it is next.
It can be sad when you miss your favorite interview. Don't despair. Podcasts are ready on the all-new ESPN Chicago app. It's Waddle and Sylvie.
ESPN 1000.
Some people keeping their library books coronavirus free. Well, they are microwaving them, and that's bad. People are getting creative when it comes to staying safe from COVID-19, and it has prompted at least one Michigan library to issue a public warning. Stop microwaving books. A burned book was returned to Kent District Library after being damaged in a microwave. Don't microwave anything, library officials say. Library books have metal in the security radio frequency identification tags, which are located inside of the book. When the metal entered the microwave, a hole was burned into the cover. Quote, I don't know if it was something that they saw on the news that they thought maybe the heat would kill COVID-19, says Elizabeth Gorino Kozlowski. I don't know.
And,
yeah. Regional manager of Kent District Library.
Well, I did see early in the pandemic when restaurants were doing carryout.
Yes.
I saw a video that said if you microwave stuff, it'll, like,
kill, yeah.
food, it'll essentially kill it.
Coronavirus.
So maybe people saw that and were like, well, if I microwave anything.
I'm absolutely positive that's exactly what happened in this case, so.
Because people just assume, like, oh, well, if it worked on that, it'll just work on this, right? Why not?
You just microwave everything. 300 teenagers possibly exposed to COVID-19 at Pong Fest party in Lakeway.
Like beer pong?
Lakeway, Texas. As many as 300 teenagers have been exposed to COVID-19 at a large gathering, according to Austin Public Health and the city of Lakeway. Lakeway Mayor Sandy Cox explained in a Facebook video on Thursday evening that a very large party called Pong Fest was held on Saturday, June 20th, and that several guests may have been exposed to COVID-19. According to Austin Public Health officials, 300 teenagers attended the party, some of whom were awaiting results for their COVID-19 test and have since tested positive. Awesome. Mayor Cox says that APH is handling contact tracing and asking the public to continue using social distancing and safety measures. You know, they don't clarify that it was a beer pong, but I have to believe.
I think it's beer pong.
I have to
like,
believe it was beer pong.
Game.
And yes,
they're all sharing a video game controller, and that's how they all got coronavirus.
Well, you would hope that if they were engaging in video game pong, that or if you were doing a video game fest, pong would probably in 2020 not be the selection that
you're
made.
Keeping it old school. Why not?
That's too old school.
It is. It's boring.
No,
it's
that's
boring.
Like we and we have
it's so boring.
We have a video game related topic later for all of the NBA Jam
some
fans
shenanigans
out there. But it needs more time to break down than Waddle's World will allot for. So we're going to hold that till later in the show.
Shenanigans.
A South Bay teen dressed as Batman brings relief to homeless residents. San Jose, California, Abdallah, a teen in San Jose is turning heads. His impressive Batman costume comes second to the services and sustenance he's providing for the city's growing homeless population. Batman's familiar costume is hitting San Jose city streets. However, instead of the character fighting crime, this 19-year-old is feeding homeless. People will notice me and then they'll see what I'm doing, the teen told ABC 7 News. ABC 7 in San Jose, not in Chicago.
Yeah.
And then they'll notice the problem. Under his makeshift costume made of motocross armor and riot gear, the teen is on a mission to connect with the city's homeless population. His effort began last summer. Behind him, he pulls a wagon filled with food, water, and other tools. Known only as the Batman of San Jose, people living on the streets know his arrival often means a much-needed meal. Nice, heartwarming story.
That's a good Waddle's World story right there.
That is a nice, heartwarming story. So good to hear that people are actually doing good. So let's see. I think we can probably sneak in one more story before we get to Florida or Ohio.
I'm excited for this one because I've never actually played Florida or Ohio.
That's true. You're always the host. But Tyler Aki in for you today will be playing the role of Adam Abdallah here in a moment. But before we get to that one, an Iowa mother gives birth to a healthy baby after not knowing that she was pregnant. A Des Moines, Iowa couple who didn't even know they were pregnant gave birth to a healthy baby boy. Calvin William Washington Jr., otherwise known as CJ, is just a couple of days old. Quote, "This guy is a godsend for us. He really is," says Carl Washington, his father. At 7 pounds and 1 ounce, he's already stolen his parents' heart. Quote, "Being a mom for the first time, it's scary, exciting, nerve-wracking," said Gina DeBrint, his mother. But getting to this point was something the couple never expected. Quote, "I've had back problems in the past. I just thought I was having a lot of back problems," Brent said. "I just thought it was unusual, me not knowing that I was pregnant." A full pregnancy term. DeBrint said she knew something was wrong after feeling nauseous and dizzy on Tuesday. "I realized, Cal, oh my God, we have to go to the hospital. My water just broke. I'm having a baby." The two made it to Mercy One in downtown Des Moines Tuesday morning, and before they could get into the car, they said a healthy baby boy was born.
In the car, too?
Apparently in the car as well, Abdallah.
Nope.
So, good news. The baby is doing well. And
good for the baby.
The Iowa couple has a new baby boy, not even knowing that they were pregnant.
That's crazy.
So
that's absolutely crazy.
Tell Whitney if she's feeling back pain. Just to be careful.
No corona babies here. You got, right. I'm so excited. Can I play Florida Ohio?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, you can.
Get ready to play the game that's sweeping the nation. Public drunkenness. Exotic animals. Dumb criminals. Random stabbings. Or maybe just some good old-fashioned debauchery. Everything's on the table. It's the Sunshine State versus the Buckeye State as we play Florida or Ohio. And as always, listeners, feel free to play along at home.
All right. Florida or Ohio, dead animal found in pizza joint. State inspectors found an 80-pound dead animal stashed in the freezer at a local pizza joint.
Man. No, keep going.
That's it.
That's it. That's all we got. No identifying characteristics of said animal.
I've
just
seen this story.
An animal?
I know what it is.
Oh, you can't even play. Oh,
I know. I'm disappointed.
I've got a couple others. You want me to fire up another?
Oh, bonus. Let me guess real quick. Okay. I'm going to say Florida.
It was an iguana in Florida.
Boom. Yep, you're correct.
All right.
I saw that one.
Sorry. An extra one here?
Yeah, sure. Go ahead.
Elderly couple held up traffic on their way out on electric scooters down the highway.
Ooh, okay. Okay.
I mean, I'm just going to play the odds of the population being Florida. Huge retirement community in Florida.
But I think he may be trying to pull a fast one here. I think so.
I'm going to say Boca Raton, Florida.
I'm going to say Dayton, Ohio.
Well, I'm not that sly. Okay. It is Florida once again. Navarre, Florida, the location of an elderly couple on their way to the beach.
Right. Make a bonus two for Friday.
I like that one. Is Mitchell Trubisky on the hottest seat in the NFL? We'll talk about that in just 2 minutes.